This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And truly, 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 I want you part of the conversation. You know, I'm serious. You got to be involved in the conversation. Otherwise, you know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And there's a live chat room there. And there's much smarter people than I in that chat room. I guarantee it. They know more than I do. They're quicker to pick things up than I am. I'm telling to you. Yeah, that'll insult somebody. I don't really care. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I have so many stories to pick from. But this one here, I did something with this. I think it was the last year or the year before. And Kimberly, you better get ready to answer some of these. This is just hilarious. Now, we had this happen. I guess we had this happen a couple of places in this country. And I actually had somebody get mad at me because I asked a simple question. The whole free the nipple campaign, that was going on here forever. And now it's taking hold over in England. And hundreds of men and women joined the free the nipple rally, calling for bare breasts to be made more acceptable. Now, the funny thing about this is these women are running around, you know, at the protest, and they're bare chested, and they have magic markers or whatever. I know this is right. They have circled their nipples, and some of them have written like okay in different areas of your chest that you could have exposed, but then around the nipple you can't have that exposed, right? And then they have a guy standing next to them, and the guy has his nipple circled and says okay on his nipples, right? And I'm looking at this thinking to myself, now, if I was a young guy, you know, 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever, yeah, I'd go support them. You know what I'm saying? But they're there like there is no difference. Again, this is this whole gender neutral, no male, no female kind of thing. Right? And that there's just no moral values anymore, no moral standards, nothing. Whatever goes, whatever you think, whatever should happen is just okay. Now, one lady spoke highly of the event. She said that members of the public joined the march by taking off their tops with free the nipples painted on their body. So I can actually see that happening, right? Somebody walking down the road going, hey, that doesn't look like a bad idea. Let me take mine off, too. One woman said, we had a lovely time. Loads of pictures were taken. I'm sure there were loads of pictures taken. No question. Right? And do they really believe that all these young guys were there to support their cause? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Look, we still have to maintain. I know she'll probably... No, she might be on the same page with me on this one. All right, I mean, think about this. Do you really want your 7 or 8 year old son running around going, look at those, Mommy. Look at those, Daddy. And don't give me that stuff that we're a bunch of prudes because, you know, we don't want our kids to know about. No, I'll do it at home. Let me teach my kids, you know, about sex education at home. Right? Shouldn't I be allowed to do that? They're my kids. This is where you loons on the left just make you lose me totally. One woman says, well, there's nothing wrong with kids seeing nudity if it's not in a sexual content. Yeah, because most young kids will look at nudity and think that that has nothing to do with sex, right? See, the thing is that we're hypocrites because we don't do the same thing in the schools. Like I said earlier, it's not sex education. It's not what it was when I went to school, which was reproductive health, right? It's all about reproductive health. Not anymore. No, seriously, that's not what it is anymore. Now it's sex education, and I mean sex education. Come on, think about it. And they're teaching these kids or telling these kids or normalizing. Remember, you know, my parents used to say, or my uncle used to say it when I was a kid, about how violence on TV was getting more frequent and worse. And he basically said that it was desensitizing our young kids to violence as a whole. That it wasn't as bad anymore. It wasn't a big deal anymore. And he was right. Look at what's happened over the years with the violence. Right? Well, I don't want to say... Okay, that's sick. Yes, if you want to see some strange chick's boobs, you'll go to a strip bar. You don't want to see my boobs on a beach either. I mean, really, if they want to talk about free the nipples, I can get a bunch of guys together that might just change their mind, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? This whole event was organized by a comedian, Samantha Presdy, who came to Brighton with her one-woman comedy show about nudity and sexuality. But I love this thing here. People said that the event was lovely. I mean, really? Was it good enough for Queen Elizabeth? You think she would have come hung out with you ladies? Maybe she would have helped out, right? I don't even know what this is about. You know, Kimberly's going to have to try to explain this to me because I have no clue as to why this is such a big deal, why people can't see why this could be a problem. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the time the car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, and yes, we are made in America. We come out of America. We're made in America. And hopefully you're buying American, too. I mean, with as many people living below the poverty line, with as many people that are out of work in this country, if you're buying foreign stuff, shame on you. Anyway, I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does from time to time. I want to make her more of a regular because I have a lot of fun with her on. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you listened to that last segment.
And, I did.
You know, I always thought that this stuff only happened in places like Oregon, which brings you, you know, nude bike riding in downtown, you know, there. But, God, I'm looking at this stuff. We did these stories last year, and they seemed to be picking up some steam, and then they just kind of died away. And I'm going, do they not see that there's a difference, a little bit of a difference between men and women, or they just don't care?
They do it in New Hampshire, too. I wrote a big some articles about it last year. Because, you know, they say it's about equality and freedom, and, yeah, except for these people are usually only about freedom for showing their nasty nipples. They're not about freedom when it comes to actual freedoms and liberties like the Second Amendment and the First Amendment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's, so. Right, that's right. Yeah, that's right, too. What I thought was really interesting is, so they're out hanging out. They're walking around hanging on, and they tried to make it sound like people were just joining them, just joining into the protest. And I don't know of anybody, and I've been around a long time, I don't know if anybody would just go, hey, look at that, it's a free to nipple protest. Yeah, march, come over here, take your shirt off. You know, it's just...
I'm guys doing that.
Well, I saw some young guys there, and I'm going, yeah, they were really there to support you. Sure.
Oh, yeah, I saw the smirks on those guys' faces, too. I saw the pissers.
You know, again, I just go back to the same thing all the time. Is who do they think they're? Well, I guess they fooled a lot of people. But you're right. They don't want. There's no equality one here. They just want to be able to walk around nude. I don't know why they don't just say it. There are nude beaches. There are places you can do this. Go move there.
That is exactly what I have said. There are nude beaches. Go there. What, you know, they try to say, it's my freedom and it's my equality. Well, what about the freedom of the people that are on the beaches that don't want to see you naked?
That's right.
Or half naked. You know, what about their freedom and their liberty? You're infringing upon them. So that's exactly the argument I used last year. And that's when I researched the women that were doing it in New Hampshire, and I found out that, you know, one of them doesn't even consider herself male or female. Most of them were all against Second Amendment rights. I mean, they're nuts.
Wow.
And it's to do with equality. They try to claim women's breasts shouldn't be sexualized, and this is going to stop the rape culture. Really?
Oh, my God. They really did. Really? Oh.
Yeah,
they'll stop the rape culture because any, you know, 19-year-old or 20-year-old or 21-year-old who sees a bunch of boobs hanging out, he's going to go, geez, you know what? That reminds me. I really shouldn't rape a woman.
Seriously. I mean, they're... People are lunatics. That's all I can say. They are lunatics. You know, there might very well be people who do really want to walk around and be half naked. They do it in their backyard. They do it at a nude beach. They don't infringe upon other people's choices and do that. Now, mind you, you could say the same thing of some guys in speedos or some guys that kind of have their own man boobs going. You could make that argument. And, you know, that might be a little fair, but, you know, let's just face reality. And the other thing they say is women's breasts shouldn't be sexualized. Well, when women stop making money off of their breasts,
so,
then come talk to me.
Then shut down the strip clubs, right? If women shouldn't be sexualized, then shut down the strip clubs. You know, and I'm sure those women have no problem with what's going on at the strip clubs. You know what I'm saying?
They probably do, but they can't really say much about it because then they would be saying something about fellow women who are doing what they want with their body. I don't know.
Like, I'm talking about the women actually working the strip clubs that are coming home with some decent money. You know, I'm just saying it's you know, they're comfortable with it. I don't necessarily agree with it, but they're comfortable with it. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're doing what they want. No one's forcing them to do it. They're making money off of their bodies. That's their choice. That's their individual right and choice to do. But, you know, they're not coming to our houses and stripping in front of us when we don't want them to.
No. You knock on my door naked, you're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? I would take my shirt off and greet them at the front door. Hey, let's go, you know, instead of mono, we go nipple to nipple. I don't know, whatever it's called.
Oh, God.
God. Yeah, we've actually taken a wrong turn here. Okay, listen, let's get back to the real numbers here. So Hillary Clinton, I guess there was a poll that was done over the last day or two, and a majority of Americans, this like freaks me out, majority of Americans have decided or believe that Hillary is lying about how her emails were handled. Over 60% of the American populace say that they believe that she was lying about her emails, how they were handled, and what she did as Secretary of State. And 57% of those people say that U.S. safety was at risk because of the way she handled that, yet they're still going to vote for her. A lot of those people are still going to vote for her.
I'd like to know what's wrong with the 40% who doesn't believe she was lying.
Well, they were at a strip club at the time asking the questions. So I don't know if they were really paying attention.
Yeah, they probably were distracted or something, or maybe they were too busy watching Kim Kardashian.
Oh, come on. Anyway, we have to take it to the toilet this early in the evening?
Sorry. It's just one of those days, you know. I told you I'm calling in because it's a nice break right now because I'm so insane. I don't get it. Two of my big things that I call politicians out for is if they're liars or if they're corrupt and they're hurting constituents or people, right?
Right.
Those are my two huge, huge, huge things. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know me. It doesn't matter if Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. No. I'm going to call you out. And so the lying thing is huge to me.
It's not huge to Americans anymore. Look, the second part of that poll says, does Clinton have the integrity to serve effectively as president? Almost every one of them was below 50% in every category they went to. So that at 44% now say that Clinton has the integrity to serve effectively as president. 54% said no. So it's like, even though they don't think she can serve as president, even though they think she's a liar, these people are going to vote for her. Now, we got to go to a quick break. I want to know what is wrong with society that somebody will vote for somebody like this because they're part of the party. We got to go.
Nothing in the wall.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy. It'd be easy to change. We're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins me. We have a good time. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or just send me an email like you do, and let me know where I'm off, where I'm wrong, how bad I am, how dumb I am. I'm just beating you to the punchline, because you send them anyway. I want you to know that if you go off on a rant, and you start off by calling me names in the first two sentences, there's a little delete button that I hit, so I don't read them. So if you want to have a real conversation with me, I'm more than happy to have one with you, even if you're 180 degrees on the other side of the issue that I'm on. But you can't call me a bunch of names. It's like arguing with the guy that's got you on hold. It doesn't work. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. I always have a good time with her. Kimberly, tell people where they can hear you, your show, and read your writing.
I am on Gerard at Large every Monday morning at 8:20. It's online, or, of course, locally in New Hampshire. I'm also at Manchester Political Buzz, Federalist Papers Project, and St. Page Nation and Heartland and Granite Rock.
You're all over the place.
I am.
And you're coming in. You're coming into a nice time of year for New Hampshire and Maine. You know, the beaches there. As long as it's not, as long as it doesn't get too crowded by Bostonians. It's not bad up there. I used to love to go up to the White Mountains and camp there just at the beginning of the summer.
Oh, I used to love camping up in the White Mountains. We were married up in the White Mountains. I spent a lot of time up there. That was our it's still a place we go up to vacation, but we don't camp anymore because bulldogs can't camp.
Bulldogs can't camp. Okay.
No, they can't be in the dirt like that.
They're a dog, for God's sakes. Don't get me started with you people and dogs.
Don't even talk bad about my bulldog.
God, they're dogs. Anyway, I used to love going up there. And then I used to take the kids for years. We used to go to Maine for 3 weeks. My whole family rented a little area, in Maine by the lake and a couple of cabins. And it was just always a lot of fun because we'd get away and get away from this. We go to Boston for like a week, you know, just to get all that stuff out of the way, do the duck boats and all that. And then go to Maine and go to the real world. Get out of that stuff. So, anyhow. But
Maine has some, people might not know this, but Maine has some gorgeous, gorgeous coastline. I've gone like way up 4.5-5 hours up, and it's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah. Good portion of Maine, though, is owned by the logging companies, so the lumber companies. And then the other thing let's see if you know this one. Did you know Maine used to be part of Massachusetts? I got you, didn't I?
He did. I didn't didn't think, I thought New Hampshire, no,
it was Maine.
I don't know.
Maine, okay, you can call me out next week when I have you back on. You call me out and tell me I'm wrong, but you look it up, and Maine was part of Massachusetts. Yeah, I always thought that was, like, so weird. Why do we give it up? What happened, you know? Anyway, so...
I'm sure Maine probably wanted to secede.
I wouldn't, yeah. Thank you from us, definitely. I would, too. Yeah, it's just amazing. But well, here's what bothers me about this. We've become so polarized as a country. We've become so... We're no longer Americans, right? Now we're either Democrats or Republicans who happen to live in America. And when you have, you know, a third of the Democrats that said that they don't trust her, they don't like her, and she has no integrity, but they're going to vote for her anyway, they're voting party. I don't understand where people are coming from. I really just don't do it.
They do it on both sides. It's not just Democrats. They do it on both sides. I don't get it because I've never been a member of a political party. I've always only voted for candidates. I guess they feel that this is the representative that the majority of supposed, you know, party members chose. So even if they don't agree with that person, they're still going to vote for them because, you know, they were outnumbered and they didn't, their choice didn't get in. Not that there was any choice on the Democrat side, but they, you know, and it's the same on the Republican side. I mean, that's a lot of Republicans are of that mindset. I think more people are voting for Trump because they hate Hillary than because they like Trump. So, you know, this is absolutely the worst election in history, at least my lifetime.
Yes, I'll give you that. Well, let me tell you, I have my dad who's, you know, again, a Massachusetts Democrat. I've got a lot of family members that are Massachusetts Democrats. I haven't found one that's voting for Hillary. I mean, if I tell you who they're voting for, it'll really frost you. But I haven't found one that's voting for Hillary. And none of them want Bernie. They want Bernie to go home, sit in his rocking chair, and leave us alone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding you.
So they're voting for Trump, then.
Yeah, they are. They're voting for Trump.
Of course they are. Because Trump is a left-winger. I'm sorry. I know people want to say he's a conservative, but...
I would never say he was a conservative. No. Don't do that. I would never say that man was a conservative.
Well, a lot of Trump supporters actually do, and I just... I don't get it. I get that. So, you know...
Remember that a lot of those Massachusetts people, the Boston people, you know... If you want to give the people of Massachusetts anything, you got to admit they are into their vets. They are into their military people big time, right? She is directly tied to Benghazi and not giving a crap about our military men. She can't come back from that with those guys.
No, I agree with you. She cannot. That's it. I mean, if Benghazi is a core issue for you, there's no way in heck you're ever voting for that woman.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you on that. And there's a lot of women who would never vote for her because of the way she treated her husband's sexual assault victim.
I hate to say this, but if Trump does his marketing right and his ads do nothing but hit her on how she treated women, on how she let her husband get away with that stuff, on the Benghazi stuff, the 3 o'clock in the morning, I tell you what, if I was doing his strategy, I wouldn't even, you don't even, he doesn't even have to talk about the issues and where he stands on them. He just has to keep hitting her on her hypocrisy.
Exactly. And that's what I did when she was here in New Hampshire, you know, during the primary. I beat the crap out of her. I mean, website, protests, social media, you know, in person, writing about her. I literally beat the crap out of her on a daily basis. They hated me. Bernie supporters liked me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was bringing up all that stuff, all the lies, all their victims. One of the best videos I ever saw that I gave you guys before is her corrupt criminal career, and it doesn't even have everything in it.
Right.
I mean, I'm the Democrat Party should be ashamed and of themselves for even allowing her to run. She's under FBI investigation.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
His Highness endorsed her today. And I'm sure there's an executive order. And okay, this is. I'll bet you lunch on this one. I'm sure there's an executive order sitting on his desk to pardon her, just waiting to be signed. So if I was her, I would let all those charges, if that's true, if my prediction is true, that I would let them put all those charges on me and then have him sign the pardon. That's kind of where my head would
be. Absolutely. That's what he'll do, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her husband let some horrible, horrible, heinous people pardon some heinous people that, of course, you know, helped their Senate campaign. But that's what they do. I don't even think that should be allowed. I don't know why it is, but whatever. That's pretty much what's probably going to happen. Anyone else, if it was you or me who had done that, we'd already be in prison.
Oh, we'd already be, yeah. The trial would have been over. The evidence would have been compiled. It would have been over. That would have been it. We'd have been done with it. But no, she'll get away with this. They'll stretch this out as long as we can. Somebody made an interesting comment the other day where they said the State Department says it would take it like 40,000 years to pull all her emails together and present them. And somebody said, well, wait a minute. She wrote them. They've all been written in like less than 8 years. Why would it take 40,000 years to pull them all together? You know?
Because the government is morons? I mean, seriously, I can pull together. Don't get me started. You always get me started.
And it's late there. So you can't get. I love it. I know that when you get off the show, you're walking around like you just had 7 cups of coffee. There's no way for you to go back to bed. You know?
No. God, no.
But I, as you know, as you dig into this poll and you dig into more information, like I said, you find out more and more. That the people, even the people who don't trust her, that have a D in front of their name, they will vote for her. And that scares me. That tells me that people no longer care. A lot of people no longer care about integrity. And they no longer care about honesty. They just care about party issues. And that is going to bring this country down.
Joe, I was talking to someone and they were doing canvassing in my town. And someone didn't know that the representative was different. They didn't know. I'm like, and you're talking about, I'm like, you know, this is long.
We got to go for a break. Okay. Hold on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins me. She'll be back with me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Don't even send me a story.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I love that stuff. Seriously. I mean, the old time, like the Andrews Sisters kind of music. So stop telling me I have too much 70s music, will you please? You're not listening, obviously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does from time to time, almost every week now. And I enjoy the time that I have with her on the show. I know I'm your pressure release valve, apparently, right?
You are. This is actually giving me relief today because I've had such a stressful work day.
Oh,
this is great.
Yeah, so it's just a... one of the things you started talking about before we went to break was I said to you, I'm just totally disenchanted with the fact that so many people, do we have any integrity left? Do we see integrity as a trait we want in our president? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get how anybody can vote for Hillary knowing what she's actually done.
You know, and I used to think that people just didn't know. So one of the reasons I kept slamming her in New Hampshire, by the way, she lost by 70%. One of the reasons I kept slamming her is because I know that young women especially didn't know about her, right? And I know for a fact that I've told young women, and when I showed them the background, they were mortified.
Yeah.
Mortified. So it's a matter of a lot of people don't know. I didn't know how bad Hillary actually was until 2009 when I started reading up and doing research. And that's when I found, I mean, I knew she was bad. I knew Bill Clinton was bad. I didn't vote for him the second time, but I didn't know how heinous these people were.
Oh, really?
So I did read.
Wow.
Heinous. I did not know. I was young back then, Joe. I was young back then. So I didn't, you know, who was paying attention? I voted, but who was really paying attention?
Oh, yeah. No. I hear you. I look at this and I say to myself, I just go, I can't believe that people. Now, again, realize there's been a couple of generations, if you would, from a political standpoint, move through. A lot of people don't know what Bill did. They don't know what Hillary did to protect Bill. You know, really, if you run into a 19, 20, 21-year-old Democrat who's voting for Hillary and you say, hey, do you remember her girlfriend Lewinsky? They wouldn't know what you were talking about for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And my it's funny because you're talking about Massachusetts Democrats. My in-laws, who have been lifelong Democrats, they abhor her. They remember.
Oh.
And they will not vote for her. Will not.
Good.
So you're right. There's going to be a lot of Democrats, especially, I think, older Democrats, who remember and will not vote for her. And they'll probably vote for Trump.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know what? Again, that's the thing. From some of those hardcore East Coast cities, what he's got going for him is,
yep.
That's what he's got going for him. Some of those people will not put aside the Benghazi thing, will not put aside the way veterans, our army men, were treated, period. I don't know. Again, people amaze me. We were joking a little bit during the break. Somebody sent me a story. Let's see if I can pull it back up again. Somebody sent me a story about four men that went into McDonald's to rob the place. And the place was full of special forces soldiers. But the idiots didn't turn around and walk out because they were wearing masks and armed with shotguns and thought that they had everything all laid out, that they were still going to be able to pull over on these guys. And they were eating there. First of all, you don't bother these guys while they're eating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just don't take the food out of their mouths. So one guy fires a shotgun blast in the air. He threatens the guests. He orders the staff to open the cash registers. And at first, the one fellow says, I didn't realize there was a gunshot. Yeah, I just thought it was just a noise in the restaurant. Right?
Oh, my God.
So when the robbers went about committing the crime, they were unaware that there were 11 members of the French Special Forces in the place. And they immediately took those two down. And, how stupid can you be? Right? I mean,
yeah.
Talk about bad luck. Big time bad luck. And these guys have lost. Yeah.
How is it bad luck? You shouldn't be trying to rob people in the first place.
That's true. I'm just saying, I mean, best plans, you've been watching a place for weeks, right? And then you go in on the perfect. It was, you know, forgive me for laughing at this one, but you remember the, Mystic River Bridge, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy, a very, very big bridge. If people know it, a very tall, very big bridge. And there was a guy, I just remember thinking, my stepdad made the comment, he jumped off the top of the bridge to commit suicide. And he jumped off on a windy evening, and he jumped off on the wrong side of the bridge. And he got blown back in on the second floor, on the second level, and got hit by a truck, okay? Became a quadriplegic. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be mean. You talk about, he's trying to end his life. He can't stand the way his life is. He can't stand what's going on in his life. And now he ends up a quadriplegic. I just felt so bad for the guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He couldn't even kill himself again if he tried.
No. No, poor guy. And now somebody had to take care of him somebody had to take care of him for the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. That's brutal.
I know. It's tough. So what happens now in the New England area? I mean, Bernie's gone. I know he did well. He didn't stand a chance from day one. You know that. They were going to do whatever they're going to do to make sure that she got the nomination, that she got the nod. So what happens in the New England area now? What are people going to do? Because I know you're not a Trump fan. You're not going to push people not to vote for Hillary or to vote for Trump instead. Please tell me you're not going to push for Gary Johnson.
No, come on. He's just as bad as the two of them. No. You know what? I think I don't know if you saw this, but this year is so screwed up. You have a Democrat Party who really wants a socialist. You have a Republican Party who nominated a Democrat and a Libertarian Party who nominated a Republican. it's the Twilight Zone. This election is literally
Oh.
That's the theme song for this election, and it's the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. I think that what's happened, again, maybe these open primaries might work out better. I don't know. Because you're right.
No.
We do not have the people running for these offices that are really true to the parties that they're running with, I should say.
Well, we had much better Republicans than what the nominee is. However, that said, open primaries are bad, bad, bad. As an independent, I don't believe independents should be picking the nominees for parties at all. I won't commit to a party, then. I shouldn't have a choice in their nominee.
I
do not believe in open primaries at all. And I voted in them. I have voted in them. I can tell you that, yeah. But I don't believe in them.
Yeah, no, they've left us with a bad taste. See, in California, it's a majority Democrat everywhere. So most of the areas, you know, when you have a majority Democrat like that, Republicans can run, but they don't have a chance of being at the top two. And in some areas...
Yeah, we don't have that.
What's that?
We don't have that at the federal level. It's, you get a Republican and you get a Democrat.
Yeah, it's everything here.
I don't like how you make it.
Yeah, you get everything here, and in most cases, that's going to squeeze out the Republicans. They have no chance. You could have two of the worst Dems known to mankind, but because they're Dems, they're going to get in no matter what. You know?
Yeah, that's horrible. That's not true representation, in my opinion.
No, well, the people voted for it because they were sold a bill of goods. Like, we just had a Prop 50 go through. And what the Prop 50 was, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. You can remove an elected official if, the whole bunch of stuff going on there. But basically, if they were accused of a crime or misconduct or what have you, by a two-thirds vote, you could remove an elected official. The problem is that most of the time the Dems have a two-third majority in both houses here. So what is that?
Right.
So they made it sound like a very, like the last four people indicted in California at the state level, all of them were Democrats. Every one of them.
Right.
Right? Republicans haven't been. So now what they could do is if they keep the two-thirds majority, they can start weeding out the Republicans that actually got voted in. And they sold it as one of those integrity laws. Like, you know, we have to keep it clean. We have to be able to drain the swamp when we have a bad one. You know what I'm saying?
Democrats and integrity. Those two words don't belong together in the same sentence. That's so bad. That's so bad. I think California is actually probably worse than Massachusetts, but they're both up there, the top two probably.
Well, I'm thinking that when they finally decide to build the wall for Mexico, I'm hoping they come up on the north side, the east side of the state of California, and they build the wall up there as well. So it goes all the way up. Because apparently we're not going to fall into the ocean, so we're done. I haven't got enough time to do this story with you, but there's a student that demands better grades after arranging a Grindr rendezvous with a teacher. Now, for those of you who don't know what a Grindr is, we are not talking about a submarine sandwich here, okay? This young man was arranging hookups with the teacher. For them.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. We're seeing more and more of this stuff, and I think it's funny because society is kind of like, well, you know, when it happens to a girl student, it's really bad. When it happens to a boy student, it's not so bad. It's just so wrong. Anyway, hey, we're up against it. Go ahead and tell people again where they can find you.
Twitter, I'm conservative IND. The Federalist Papers. Same Page Nation, Heartland, Granite Rock. Just drop me a line and say hi.
Granite Rock, I love that one. I'm Joe Bacidi, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Michael Housen joins me in the next hour. We'll be back. And you know what? I've got all the crazy, crazy stories going on next hour. Guess what? French kids do not suffer from ADHD like our kids do. Why do you think that is? We're going to hit that up in the next hour. I'm Joe Bacidi, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.